echoes of Nixon's enemies list. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The IRS now admits that as far back as 2011, its agents delayed the applications of conservative organizations seeking tax-exempt status. The IRS deliberately singled out applications that included words like patriot and Tea Party and ended up proving the very point these groups have been making, that you can't trust government. The IRS apologized, but only after it was clear the agency was about to be outed by an independent investigation. Members of Congress, well, you know what they think.
This mea culpa is not an honest one.
This is truly outrageous.
This should send a chill up your spine.
But now, to the bigger issue. This whole idea of the IRS granting its blessing to certain organizations on the grounds that they are primarily engaged in, quote, social welfare. Do these organizations have to demonstrate results or just write a sincere-sounding application? What I can tell you, without a doubt, is that we have a lot of tax-exempt social welfare organizations in this country. On the IRS website, as of this week, there are 827,693 tax-exempt social welfare organizations in the United States. That's one for every 375 Americans. And yet we still seem to have so many problems. I know there are skeptics who think a lot of these groups are just tree huggers, and I hope that's not true, because if it is, the trees must be exhausted. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.